Well, now let's go to upstate New York for a look at how the logging industry is evolving. Many of the axes are gone, replaced by huge machines and complicated technical know-how. And one college is using the Adirondacks as an outdoor classroom to train young people to become the next generation of loggers. North Country Public Radio's Fernando Naro reports.
It didn't take long after arriving at Paul Smith's college to know that the action would not happen in a classroom.
So you'll see two modern types of logging going on. One involves hand crews using chainsaws. The other involves a feller buncher, which is a machine that cuts the trees and then groups them together for a grapple skidder to pick up.
Brett McLeod is the chair of the college's forestry department. He hands me a hard hat and explains what I'll see in the woods. McLeod looks like a lumberjack, but he speaks like an academic. He drives me into the woods in a big red pickup truck. McLeod says the average age of loggers in New York is almost 60, and the industry needs replacements. That's why Paul Smith started the program, now in its third year. The students come to the Adirondacks for a month, and when they're done, they receive a New York Logger Training Certificate. They call this place the Landing. It's here where all the wood is collected. The students drive skidders, big machines that drag piles of logs. Instructors mark the spots where all the timber should be placed. Instructor Paul Pillis stands by a big stack of logs and tests student Fabian Shattuck.
Now this particular buyer, what's the length that they prefer?
16'6".
16'6", very good. So I'm going to hold the end of the tape for you, and you go up there, up the left side of the tree, and when you get, look at your tape, judge 16'6". Visually mark your length and let's cut that off.
Shattuck takes out his measuring tape and starts pacing carefully along the mound of logs.
Okay, you're right about there. Mark your 16'6".
He crouches down to mark the precise spot where he's about to make a cut. From a distance, Pillis judges his technique.
What I'm watching in my head is he's starting the chainsaw right now, is to watch that he doesn't pinch the saw. So he's got to watch out for what we call the compression wood compared to the tension wood. There, he did a good job right there. So we're going to cut another tree right next to it.
It's this kind of hands-on learning, combined with the opportunity to operate heavy machinery, that convinced Shattuck to enroll. He hopes he can turn what he learned here into a career with his cousin's logging business in Vermont. Alexander Babson also wants a new career. He's 27 years old and for the past 4 years worked in a car dealership as a mechanic. But he kept going back to the time in high school when he took a forestry class.
And I've always missed being out in the woods and logging and working with the heavy equipment and stuff. And I thought it was a great opportunity to go try it and learn something that I like to do and hopefully make a good career out of it.
At first, Babson was excited but nervous. He says he received mixed reactions when he told friends and co-workers about where he was going next.
People at my automotive job, they were like, "You're going to go do what?" They were very shocked and surprised. But people that know me, they really thought that this was an amazing thing for me. They really thought that automotive wasn't a good fit and that forestry was just something that I have a knack for.
Babson is attracted to the wages. Entry-level loggers make between $16 and $20 per hour on average. He says once he gets his certificate, he has a job lined up with Finch Paper in Glens Falls, New York, and he hopes to build a long career in logging, one tree at a time. For Here and Now, I'm Fernando Narro.